Hello, and welcome to today's greatest podcast ever. So, this is the Inglourious Geeks, and it is October 23rd. I am your host, Jason Barton, and with me I have my cohorts in awesomeness,
April Mitchell,
and Chris Scott.
Great Scots!
Yes. Hey, Christopher Lloyd's birthday was just the other day, and Back to the Future Day was just 2 days ago, so hey, it's all good.
That is good, actually.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of good things, we're going to be talking about computers and PCs and Nintendo Switch.
And Halloween.
And Halloween. Whoa, Halloween?
Yeah.
So far away.
8 days is not far away. Oh, my God.
Nor is Karazhan, because that's coming up shortly,
you're
too.
Anticipating it.
Yes, that's very true.
Anticipation.
Like,
wait for patient.
This podcast this week is going to be Legend, wait for it, Dairy.
Oh, yes. I'm lactose intolerant. Oh, wait, no, I'm not.
There's actually nobody that has like that. Anyhow, so, we have to anticipate.
Yes.
We saw the first teaser trailer video for the Nintendo Switch this week.
We did.
Yes, which kind of,
They make it very promising.
It does look promising. I mean, the Wii was kind of out there when they did that, because you went right from the GameCube to the Wii, and it's just, that was a huge leap right then in itself.
I have one quick question.
Yeah.
Because I kind of looked into this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that you can play it on your TV.
Yep.
Or you can detach it. What's the purpose of detaching it?
So you can take it with you to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
When you get on your throne, you can bring it with you.
So it's kind of like having a handheld game
device. Yeah, you know how like I have the PS Vita and it has the remote play?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that, only it literally has the console like thing that you put in.
That's a mighty fine goat you got there. That is a
mighty fine goat over there. Thank you.
This interruption brought to you by Random Pop-Ups.
Yay, Random Ad Pop-Ups.
Random Ad Pop-Ups. But
thank you, Random Ad Pop-Ups.
Yeah, the Nintendo Switch, from what we're seeing, is portable, but also to be played at home.
Okay.
So, the video was just weird. It was long, and it just did seem kind of...
Well, they were trying to promote it as, like, being this, I'm going to bring it out, and I'm going to play with my friends and compete against them one-on-one kind of thing.
Like, this whole big, you know, they're showing individual play, home play, portable play.
Which means it must be, I don't know if you have to have a Wi-Fi hotspot to play across, or if they do their own, like, self-hotspots. I'd be curious about how
that's
going to
work. They've had the near-field stuff before.
Oh, they did have them really close
with the 3D,
in the video.
Like the 3D or the 3DS or something like that. One of the earlier Game Boys, they had it where it's like...
Well, but if it's Wi-Fi, it could actually generate its own hotspot and kind of one be the host and one like pair with it. But yeah, they probably got their own protocol or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't interfere with other things.
I mean, I've looked into a little bit more info on that. I mean, they're talking a March 2017 release, which is weird because normally this is the time of year the systems are coming out. I mean... We've gotten the Xbox One S that just came out about a month and a half ago or something like that.
But
that was more of an update than a real...
It's the same as 4.5. They're getting ready for the virtual VR stuff.
The VR, the Scorpio and all that, for, you know, their next project and whatnot.
Yeah, Project Scorpio.
Come here, you!
Oh, no. Get over here! That's right. still waiting for that.
Exactly. But yeah, the Switch was the, you know, NX project that they were working on. I kind of like it. That's kind of the start, you know, the early Star Trek models, that, you know, like the NX-01 was the original Enterprise. I kind
of
like that.
What do you feel about the fact that the controllers just slide right off of the base and then you can just kind of hold them?
You know what? I looked that up. Those are called Joy-Cons.
That's
what they call it. Joy-Con left, Joy-Con right. But yeah, you know what?
I can't.
Well, I mean, for the fact that you can use it for the... you know, you connect it up to that base, which I'll go into the base thing that I found out more later. You connect it up to the base, you pull off the controllers, and those are your controllers that you use. I do, you know, I don't know if I like the two separate ones. I think you can play with just one.
Hey, it's kind of free. It's like what they did with the Wii, you know, with
the Wii.
Wii.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got your left and your right.
Yeah,
so
you do.
Only it's more kind of weird, kind of half circle, whatever that is.
But I'm willing to bet you they're going to probably make more peripherals like they did for the Wii. You know, maybe something that connects the two joysticks. That's what I'm going to call them. The controllers, the two controllers, up to some kind of extra set, center display or something else for, who knows, for like Mario Kart or something else that needs like...
Which they showed as they were driving to go actually play karts
on
the go, so I thought that was funny.
So yeah, the controllers I'm okay with. I mean, the fact that you've got two that automatically come with it, as opposed to most of the systems coming out with just one.
Yeah, I don't know if they really showed multiplayer on one console, like one of the actual devices right there. I'm sure you will be able to do that. I would hope so, because if it connects to your home TV, like TV, you're going to have friends being able to play.
And that's what I thought I saw, was that you had the one device with the two controllers. They pulled it up, and then the person gave it
to... Well, the guy, didn't actually even use the controller. Oh, wait, yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. He gave him the other controller.
Yep, yep.
Okay, so yeah, you have the other controller.
Okay.
Or you can just choose to play with the controller.
Exactly.
Like. So,
and I know you and I were talking... So, games that we saw that were being released for... That were being tested at it. Mario Kart.
Yeah, Mario Kart. Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Holy
I know.
Shit.
I was very impressed to see that. And I know there was... Basketball. The NBA.
Yep.
NBA 2017.
Right, of course.
So, yeah, exactly. That's funny. That's one of the...
Oh, and they had Link.
Of course they got to have some kind of Link game.
Yeah.
You didn't see one separate Mario game. That was odd. But
that's true. I didn't...
Yeah. But I did look...
Well, maybe there's no new game coming out.
Not yet, at least.
Yeah. Well, there will be, I'm sure.
And I know you and I talked about this. I'm like, we see Skyrim, we're like, okay, so is the whole thing going to be able to power it? So I know one of the big questions was, is the base got more RAM or memory processing or something like that? It doesn't.
No, it's using the customized Tegra X1 chip.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no clue what that means.
Which is, it's the same one that they use in the Google Pixel C tablet.
Oh.
So that means that we should expect the same kind of battery life, or better, because the speculation is it's going to be running at a reduced resolution compared to the tablet.
Gotcha.
So
yeah, that whole base where you set it into right there by your TV, it works as both the output to the television and for charging. There is no extra RAM, memory, anything like that in that base. Everything is being controlled by that LED screen that you see. That whole main unit, that center unit.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
And, I'm surprised. I mean, I'm guessing the whole, probably the whole entire back part right there is a battery. I mean, for them to get away with how long this is going to be expected to last.
Exactly.
So.
Of course, with a lot of these systems, no backwards compatibility.
Right.
But you know what? Honestly, do you remember
And speaking of which, backwards compatibility, did you notice they had a cartridge?
I didn't notice.
It looked like a little cartridge that they plopped at the top. In the one corner part of the video, they showed he was plopping in something. And now maybe it was just an SD card.
Like a micro SD.
Not a micro SD, but or it could be a micro SD, but it's an SD card.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure that's how they're going to have, because I think, didn't they speculate, or we say that they were going to be using cartridges with this next system? I'm pretty sure that's what they said.
I don't see why they shouldn't, because, I mean, I'm sorry. CDs are good, but cartridges are solid. Considering the powers of solid-state drives nowadays, I mean, I can't imagine why they couldn't put SSD technology into a cartridge and be able to use it that way.
Yeah, Nintendo Switch will use cartridges. Is what
cool.
They said.
Hey, cool. You
3
know
days
what?
Ago. So.
Hey, you know what? I always enjoyed cartridges. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. Hey, blast from the past.
Exactly.
I imagine they'll be able to hold a bit more information on them.
Yeah.
But given with today's technology with SSD drives and the fact that they can just have their own custom cells, storage,
So, yeah, no backwards compatibility. But you know what? In the good old days, there was no backwards compatibility. If you wanted to play, Super Star Wars, you had to have your SNES and put in into the put the cartridge into the SNES. There was no playing it on the GameCube or something like that,
Right.
And everybody's all like, oh, well, why won't this have backwards compatibility?
Well, I mean, from a standpoint of me buying all of my discs for PS3 and then not being able to play them on the PS4 unless you subscribe to their backwards compatibility online service, that was a big pisser.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they are providing backwards compatibility at least for the Xbox One.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, I like the fact that they're doing that. But yeah, you know what? I'm okay considering I've been out of the Wii market since the Wii, because there's been the Wii U and 3DS and all that. I'm okay. Okay with the
delay. Nintendo's always been early to, or maybe super late, depending on how you want to say it, to submitting their next-gen console or whatever.
You know what? And that's the thing. Nintendo was the king of the crop before. Now they're just kind of...
Well, I think they're trying to control the handheld market now.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and this is probably one of the best pushes that I've seen. It makes me think maybe I should probably go buy one because of, I have a Wii, but I haven't had a Wii U or...
Yeah, exactly.
I've missed so many generations so far.
Me too. I know. So. I mean, sometimes I actually want to pick up a 3DS and play fucking Pokemon. Because, well, it's addictive. But, anywho.
Oh, that, and I'm hoping that they'll republish some of the games I haven't been able to play, because I don't have the latest Wii U, you know,
But, okay, so the controllers, the Joy-Cons, I can't take that seriously.
I can't either.
Apparently the Amiibos will be supported, because...
Right, because that's a huge market for them.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like, this, for Activision Skylanders is huge for them.
I'd be very sad if my Pikachu wouldn't work with my next-gen console. Oh, wait, I don't have a Pikachu. Just kidding. All right. But if I had one, I'd be very sad.
Biggest thing I've seen besides, obviously, Nintendo... besides Nintendo putting out their, stuff on their console, they have announced a list of third-party supplier, developers that will be putting
that
stuff
out.
Besides seeing...
Bethesda?
Yep, Bethesda.
Which makes me wonder if Fallout's going to fall into that.
Some of the big names that I saw on the list, Sega. Activision.
Well, yeah, Sega.
Yep, Activision. EA, but we knew that from seeing the NBA 2K.
Activision?
Yes, Activision.
I always thought they were more Microsoft.
So Activision. So you might see COD. You might find Call of Duty.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That actually could be a big selling point.
Mm-hmm. Capcom,
mm-hmm.
Bethesda, Square Enix. So in other words, you might
Final Fantasies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ubisoft.
Ooh, that would be good.
Assassin's Creed.
Well, I think Ubisoft's been kind of just a bit throwing it out there because they've been trying to do their own little market stuff with their own website and all that,
mm-hmm.
especially with Origin and all that.
Yeah.
So
I've been seeing a lot of shit popping up lately for Square doing stuff separately. Ubisoft
now exclusivity? Probably not.
Yeah.
So I mean, definitely not with Bethesda. So.
Yeah. And then just because I want to look at what they do as well. And I know I put it in there because I know they're a big company. Havoc.
Oh, okay.
Now I can't. Now that's the thing. I just can't think of what.
What games do they have?
Yeah,
made?
System. Yeah, I know they're.
Oh, I mean, I can. What was the game that I played? I just saw the icon.
I know exactly.
I'm gonna try to race you.
Oh my god! Pardon us because we are doofuses.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. That's the thing, you
maybe
know.
It just speaks to the kind of games that they have.
Well, you know what? I mean, I know I've seen stuff
released by
it's
their engine, though. Aren't we talking about the Havoc engine?
Havoc itself. Yeah,
the game company.
Maybe they're just a side developer.
I remember that they had a custom development kit, because I looked into it for the game development stuff. And I think they're something about IBM. I don't know if they're partnered with IBM or IBM owns them.
Microsoft. I did find from Wikipedia. So I mean, all those developers, and then some. I mean, of course, I saw Unity. I saw Autodesk. I saw several others. I was looking at a Popular Science article that was up online. So it looks like we could be seeing. Let me go look real fast.
It is exciting. I mean, in some regards, I don't know, NVIDIA, definitely pretty cool name right there, kind of stuff with their ideas of the Tegra chip. So
here we go. Sampling of Nintendo Switch's partners. 505 Games, Atlas, Bandai. Oh, Bandai.
Oh, Bandai. Okay.
Yep, so Bandai Konami, Namco, EA, From Software, Konami, I think that actually says Marvel, but that looks like a weird logo. Square Enix, Sega, T2 Interactive, so that could be
Okay.
Traveler Games, so you're gonna get your Lego products there. Warner Brothers, so you might end up seeing a Harry Potter. Dina, Epic Games. Oh, Epic. We might get Doom for the Switch. That would be funny as hell.
Oh, probably I don't know.
So, the Switch, I mean, it looks like it'll... So, that again, March 2017, they're talking the release for that. So, graduation gifts.
Sure.
Give it to your kid for Easter.
Well, they haven't announced a price point, though, so no. I imagine it's probably going to be up there.
Yeah.
But I mean, Nintendo's always been cheaper, so...
Yeah, they always have been. I mean...
So maybe $350, $400, I don't know. I mean, we still got some time to wait.
I mean,
it's not this quarter or anything. So.
No, God, no. No, it looks like they're pushing for a Q2 real push to be able to get things out, so...
Yeah, so... Well, I mean, it's going to be before the next gen of the other consoles, of course.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Of course. I mean...
Trying to completely stay out of that market time frame.
Yeah, I mean, the Wii U, when it came out November 4 years ago, introductory price was $299, so $300. So, mm-hmm. Kind of comparable to your one-tier down Xbox or PlayStation right now. You know, because you got
I imagine the next gen consoles though, these new ones like Project Scorpio and all that, are going to be about $500.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
So I bet you their price point's going to be about $350 for Nintendo.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we're just thinking tablets, mm-hmm. With very crazy customization. So.
Exactly. So yeah, I mean, yeah, basically all it is an overglorified PS or 3DS that can play stuff on a console on a big screen too. So. With apparently more firepower under the hood, so
yeah.
So you know that makes me wonder, why should I be getting consoles? I should just get a computer.
Yes,
this is a really poor segue, but a really good segue. Okay, since this is the second to last podcast, I'll be physically here for now.
Mm-hmm.
Sad face, tear in my eye. I really need to get my computer shaped up so that I can actually run WoW once I get to where I'm going. So, you know, I'm looking at getting the components, and I mean, I'm looking at a pretty pricey system, because Jason gave me some good pointers on cards and processors and whatnot.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, the bare minimum build that I think is going to be for, like, save you, or probably like 5 to 10, 6 years, 7 years, out, so.
Considering I bought that terminal, the terminal I have now, pre-built all that from Best Buy. I can't remember how much I paid, and it's lasted me 6 years. Just the fact that now technology is getting so far advanced that it can't keep up with things like WoW, for instance. So
the video card demand or the video demands is just the game.
What other reasons do you think you want a PC more than a console?
Well, I mean, I do like the fact that it has. You know, the fact that I can do more than just on my phone, you know, stuff on my phone, you know, looking at the internet, playing around with stuff on there. I do Photoshop here and there.
You get the luxury of having and running an operating system
exactly.
That you can do what you want with it as opposed to on a console.
Okay.
So
then, on that note, what games do you think are better on PC than console?
Ooh. Well, obviously, Sims.
Sims 2.
No, actually, Sims in general.
Yeah.
Simulations, because, I'm sorry... When I'm wanting to run a game like, you know, like Masters of Orion or Civilization or something like that, when I'm playing on a PC, you know, I've tried Civilization on the Xbox. No thank you. You know, I've tried it and it's just, you know, when I'm wanting to click on the map, click on my technology, this, that, quick, I don't want to have to click here, click there, click this, click that while using a controller. I want to be able to just hit a key on my keyboard, done. I'm there. You know, so, yeah, my simulation games, definitely.
When you have a lot of options that you have to press and mm-hmm. pick from, just like playing WoW, you have all those little icons everywhere, which is why you don't see World of Warcraft on console yet.
Exactly, because, I mean, there's so much. I mean, I was very shocked and surprised, and you know I was, when I saw Star Trek Online show up for the PS4 and the Xbox One.
Hmm.
Because, you know, I fooled around with that, and I'm like, I've played it on my PC, and I'm like, okay, this is all right. I mean, I don't know if it, you know, it might be easier. I hadn't gotten that far into it. Maybe I might try to fiddle with that before next week.
Yeah, because the thing is when they have these crazy menus, they have to create some sort of crazy menu interface,
mm-hmm.
and then if you don't play the game enough, you're not going to remember the crazy UI interface or the selection
exactly.
screens. So then you have to go back and then kind of relearn it again if you take a break from it. So
yeah,
unless you want to sit down and play the whole entire game from start to end.
If you're like me, and I think April's the same way, it's like if you're starting something, you lose track of where you're going or something,
mm-hmm.
you just be like, delete, start back at the beginning.
Or you're like me on the PS2 playing Kingdom Hearts. I enjoyed Kingdom Hearts. Oh. I really did. I even have a little walkthrough book that somebody gave me.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I have with Kingdom Hearts is how you can save the game.
Mm-hmm.
Where I saved, I was playing, I was in Agrabah, and I was trying to fight the Guardian.
Oh.
I didn't feel I was high enough level. I wanted to go back and get a little bit higher level before I attempted the Guardian again. Well,
you were stuck.
Where I saved triggered the Guardian every time.
Mm.
I literally one day, physically out loud, said, screw this, deleted the game from my memory card.
Damn. So.
I think I've started it like 3 times since. Just having to grind on the island and keep playing Blitzball with that boy. It's a pain in the ass.
Fucking Blitzball!
You know what I mean? The boy that you can use your head to hit it at him? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one. Because if you can keep beating him, you can level pretty quick, but it's still not fast enough for my taste.
And I mean, almost every game I used to play back in the day, I was either solely on the PC or solely on a console.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I grew up on a console. I mean, you know, first console was like an Atari, and then you started with a Nintendo. And then, but then I got a PC.
Yep.
So then, but, you know, the thing back then was, like, MMO, like, massive online stuff, was just in its very beginnings.
It was all text, like, a lot of it was text-based. Like, I played the old games.
Oh, MUDs? Oh, my God.
MUDs, and,
oh, I played so many MUDs.
Darkness Falls, you know, one of those.
And I played 2 trivia games on DOS.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, those text-based games are always fun.
Yeah. And, you know, you had stuff like, eventually you had Ultima Online.
Yeah, and then Evercrack came
along. Oh, fucking Evercrack.
And Neverwinter Nights and Guild Wars.
Guild Wars.
But yeah, honestly, yeah, now that
I like Guild Wars.
Yeah. I mean, now that I look at things, and I mean, I'm pricing up my stuff, you know, that computer, yeah, I've had it for 6+ years. It was X amount of dollars, but I mean, minus a couple of minor upgrades. You know, new wireless card, I beefed up the memory card at one point. That thing's been running fine for nearly half a decade. And that was not me putting much work into it. Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm going to put some work into this new PC I'm looking at, you know, I can then play stuff like Civ 4, Civ 5, Civ 6 that just came out.
Well, you're looking at probably about double the price of what you pay for a brand new console when you move to PC. So that initial investment is a huge hurdle, like for some people.
But then again, you look at a console, you know, nowadays, what, shelf life on a console is 6 to 8 years, I would say?
Pretty much. That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Well, until the next gen comes out, because then you hop on board the next gen, and you completely forget about the old gen. Like, I still want to play my PS3 games. Don't get me wrong. I want to go back and play them, but there are just so many PS4 games, and there's just more poor PS4. I'm never going to get back to my PS3.
Yeah.
Like, until I retire of an old age or something, and I have all this free time.
All the free time in the fucking world.
Yeah. There's no way I'm going to back.
So, but I mean, yeah, definitely, I'm definitely, you know, the PC is good because also, you know, consoles, you get only certain developers. PCs, you can have the run of the gamut of anyone.
Not only that, but you're going to save money in the long run on PC games because they drop way more because they don't have the overhead costs of having to pay Xbox
and Microsoft
and Sony and all those for the game titles.
Right. Nowadays, you don't even have to buy a physical copy. You go to Steam. You go to Microsoft Online.
I love Steam. And you got... what is that?
Humble Bundle?
Origin.
No, Origin. I have a Sim. I think Sims 3 you got me on Origin.
Yeah, because Origin owns...
And it's Witcher 2, I think. Witcher 2, I think, is on Origin. Right.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different game like places to buy games. Most of them use Steam platform, or you're using the Origin platform, or you're getting a DRM free.
Exactly.
So,
and I mean, I've gotten Humble Bundle before.
Oh, I love Humble Bundle.
You know, PC games, whether it be standalone or you know, I got it as a Steam code. Like I got a freaking amount of crack. Just a lot of the, like, board game translations to PC, because I've gotten, like, Carcassonne.
Oh, if you wait for, like, the major ones, like Square Enix, or, they had a THX one, but they're gone, I think, now, but, they just put big, giant, like...
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, these things, the games are just so cheap on Humble Bundle, because they're giving it to charity.
Right, exactly. You pay what you want to pay, as long as you hit, you know,
whatever.
You hit Xbox... Barrier, you get that much, you get the next tier, you pay that much. Yeah, and that's pretty sweet.
always worth it. If you don't know what Humble Bundle is, I suggest going out if you're a PC, if you have a PC, and if you like novels or books, comic books. They also have a store. The store is usually not the best deals, but you're still giving it to charity.
So yes, so. Humble Bundle. Check them out if you never have heard of them. But come on. Free World. You've heard of it.
Yeah, there's GOG. Green Man Gaming, they usually have really good percentage deals, like 25% off. If you're going to buy a game for PC right off the bat, you could probably go to Green Man Gaming and get it probably at the cheapest cost.
So, I mean, as much as, you know, with my move, I won't have an Xbox One, I won't have access to a PS4. You know what? I'm going to have fun with the PC because, you know what, as many of the PC the console games that are coming out are also on PC. Like, Jason, you've been playing a lot of Overwatch lately.
I have, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the release on that, and I mean, hearing when, you know, Blizzard was talking about it and all that, so, when it released, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Overwatch, actually. Just recently, though. I mean, like, I took a really long while. Like, if you go check one of the early podcasts, I make a mention, I don't remember which number, it was like 2 or 3 of our episodes, I make a mention of Overwatch.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, I really haven't played much Overwatch, even though it's a great game, but I just kind of gave him some time or whatever. I think it was in alpha and beta, actually. Came out of alpha and beta, so I just played a lot of it.
Well, then I think you and April were more worried about trying to deal with all the Pepe quests.
We had the Pepe quest stuff, too, so...
I know that April's big on Pepe.
So, the Overwatch stuff. I've been playing a lot. My favorite tanks are D.Va. If anybody who's played these should probably know these. D.Va, big giant robot mech, more offense defense kind of ish. She has the ability to explode, which can kill everybody in the room, which is pretty fantastic. Reinhardt, he's the shield. Everybody knows him for his shield.
I've heard of Reinhardt.
Roadhog is his chain pull. Great, and then the other ones, I'm just not having as much fun with them, and I feel that the people I'm mentioning are probably the people that I see played the most, and there is a bit of a learning curve, so this is kind of the easier to play learning people. Like, I imagine the other ones might actually even be better if you play them, like Zarya or whatever, but you just have to get used to using her abilities and all that. Healers, Lucio, fantastic. So is Mercy. Like, those are my favorite two. Off the top, I also liked, I love Zenyatta. I started out with Zenyatta, no problems with there, but you only get one single target heal, you get one single target debuff on an individual, and you can do some pretty decent damage with him. Like, Lucio, not that great of damage unless you keep hitting consistently with his little sound boot, Bastard, or whatever it's called, but I think he has the potential to heal the most people for the most health, because, like, I'm doing crazy amounts of heals with him. So, defense, everybody knows Junkrat, everybody knows Bastion. Because for whatever reason, they're almost everybody I see who posts or plays and does well, I'm usually seeing it's either Bastion or Junkrat. And then my favorite offense players, Soldier 76. By far, he does pretty decent damage, and he's pretty fun to control. And you can get a speed boost or whatever. So, Pharah. She flies and launches and is easy to kill. So if you are good at avoiding damage and being really cool with just getting over the edge and starting rocketing people, great. And then Genji, sword guy, he's kind of cool. It takes a while for you to build up his special ability, so while you're not doing that, you're going to have to get in close combat and kind of, I hang around corners and try to catch people as they're coming around.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
So it sounds like it's an interesting enough.
Yeah, if you like first-person shooters, I would definitely, like, going back to computers versus consoles, I prefer FPS games on PC.
Your first-person, so, because you have more options as to how you can play it.
Well, you get a mouse and keyboard.
Well, yeah.
That's the biggest thing right there. So, because, like, you could hotkey all the abilities or whatever,
right.
And which makes sense because the game's pretty kind of simplistic with what buttons you can press for all your abilities. So, yeah, I mean, like, actually, you would have fewer buttons to press on, a console that you would need.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, not a console, but a controller.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I really feel like, and going back to almost every first-person shooter game, Counter-Strike, Counter-Strike Source, PC all the way.
Yeah.
Unless I'm playing MMO, online, like, Call of Duty with other friends who also have a console.
Because they don't have a PC. That's your only real
hitch
to that. And April, besides your... your Sims and whatnot, what else do you usually like to play? I mean, obviously you play WoW on the PC, but, you know, what else do you usually...
I prefer Witcher for PC.
Really? I mean, is there any particular reason
I've always preferred PC, because PC, you pretty much have two different styles of how the games are going to be played.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you can remember those two different styles, you know, the button sets, you're
right.
Yeah. Or you can set your own button sets for each game, whereas console... Usually I'm doing really bad because I'm having to take all this time to learn what the freaking controller does.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Especially when I'm playing fighting games, I'm a button masher because I don't have the time to sit there and learn what all buttons do to make all.
And you know what? Honestly, I'm the same way. I'm the same exact way on that. It's like that's what you know. It's like if I'm playing a game, that's why I probably haven't finished many actual console games is because. You know, I'll start it, I'll play it for a while, and I'll enjoy it, and then something either attracts my attention or I lose a little bit of focus on it. I try to pick it up again, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't remember what the fuck I'm doing.
I've been in games like
that. Okay with using a console on is Minecraft, because that's how I learned to play Minecraft.
Yeah.
I feel it's a problem with the game, though, if it's not helping you along to try to remind you where you're at.
Mm-hmm,
but
right.
I was in, I forgot which was it Nintendo 64 or Zelda? It's whatever the one big rock guys were or whatever, and, like, you have to do different times you have to go through the scenarios.
No.
And whatever. Like, I got lost where I was supposed to be in the world, so I just wandered for, like, I think 2 days.
Oh,
like, just worth of, gaming play, just trying to figure out where I had left off. Finally, I figured it out, but...
Where the fuck did I... Yeah, you're used to...
I've done that a few times, and wow.
Yeah, you...
What was I doing?
Well, wow, you have so much crap that you could do, though.
Not to mention the fact that you have a map that you just point, and it shows you a fucking arrow.
Same
saying,
with Oblivion, even with your journal entries, this and that, you can still be like, what the hell was I doing? If you're standing in the middle of a field picking flowers, and you don't remember that you were standing in the middle of a field picking flowers, you're going to log in, why am I in this field?
It's like, why the fuck am I in this field? Am I
should be over there by the Oblivion Gate. Why in the fuck am I in this field?
Am I one of the children of the corn? What the fuck?
I like Skyrim for PC. I think I've either played or watched it played on console. Yeah, PC.
Yeah.
Elder Scrolls games must be PC.
Mm-hmm.
Must be. Because it took me long enough to learn the fucking PC controls. Oh my god.
Yeah. I mean, and I mean, of course, there's always going to be stuff that shows up on PCs that you will never, ever see in a console. There was a Pirates of the Caribbean MMO at one point.
Ugh.
There's a really good pirates game that I played once upon a time on computer called Pirates of the Burning Seas.
Oh, I remember that one, yes.
Oh, that was fun.
There were some fun Pirates games. Like, literally the game that was called Pirates!
I got to play the beta of Pirates of the Burning Seas.
Mm-hmm. I played this game called Puzzle Pirates. It was fantastic.
Puzzle Pirates.
That one game I like, that really old one, that the graphics are complete crap, and it's really slow, that Siege of
Avalon. Mm-hmm.
But damn, I love it.
You know what?
I couldn't tell you. I'm stuck right now. Because I can't tell you where this fucking person is to complete this quest.
Oh,
And I can't get any
It was a glitch, though. I think I even read it online that wherever you're at was a bug or something like that in the game. So unless you patched, it wouldn't fix it.
I did patch.
Yeah.
So, and maybe you have to patch before you get to it.
I did patch. I patched before I played the game.
Again?
To begin.
Oh, I don't know. Well, anyways.
I mean, even if I found a copy of Sim Earth, I would totally play that right now on my computer.
I have one sitting up there in the library in the bookshelf right now that it's so old, I don't think there's a patch for it. I'll have to show it to you.
Well, you could go run an old version of Windows 95 or something, virtualization.
That's when you start getting the simulators going.
Ermagerd, yeah. Seriously. Emulators. I mean, you will not find an emulator on a console anywhere that I can say.
Well, no, you're not going to because they don't want that because they're a console.
Exactly, but then you find all these fucking...
Well, you will find an emulator. That's what Xbox One is doing with their Xbox 360. They're building it. They have an emulator that emulates the software for the 360.
Jason, I'm talking about real stuff. Like, if you wanted to go back and play your old Atari games.
Right.
You know, you're never going to be able to play that on a console.
But, yeah.
What I consider the very first Final Fantasy, I don't give a fuck what order they really go in. I know which order I played them.
Steam Shield will actually let you do it. Because Steam Shield will actually give you the Windows backwards compatibility crap. Because it's technically running Linux.
Yeah.
So... Anyways, just running out there.
The first Final Fantasy was great on Nintendo, and that console I was okay with.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to play that Final Fantasy, was it Origins, on the PS3?
Oh, yeah.
It was a little bit more difficult.
Yeah. Wasn't that bad.
Because you got a little bit more in the way of controller, because they have actually had, you know, you want the controller, and they've changed the names of everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's just a porting, though. That's not the...
I know, but still.
Console.
A Nintendo controller to a PS3 controller, it's still a little confusing.
And I mean, that's why, you know, I really think I'm going to concentrate. You know, I used to be big onto keeping my computer fairly well up to date, so I think I need to go back to the
remember
old...
Remember what the guy, I told you the guy at work, Smead, wants to do?
No.
He wants to take a Raspberry Pi and build, like, get, like, a 3D printer... like a Nintendo console and turn it into his Nintendo
emulator. Yeah, he wants to throw an emulator in. Nintendo.
Yeah,
which I think would be really freaking cool.
Yeah,
I've seen it before. And I've seen it with the Atari, so you can make an Atari still work with all the Atari games.
Seriously, if I...
They even went to the extent of being able to take the control, the Atari, like, whatever cartridge you had, putting it in there, and it would know what you loaded. So... I'm like, well, that's cool.
quick side note, you know, that's something that I've seen pop up online in pictures recently, is people making, like, artistic renditions of current things, and they make them look like either Atari cartridges, or they make them look like VHS cases.
Are you talking about, like, soap? I keep seeing those all the time, advertising things.
No, like, I've seen images of, like, they do the... like a cover box art for, like, Stranger Things or something like that.
Oh, yeah, the updated, but it was, like, a newer game kind of thing, or just movies, or they made, like, an actual N64 game for it or something.
Yeah, or they make it look like an NHS, you know, like a VHS, like, oh, you were running on a movie, like a VHS cover. Let me see. Yeah, like this. Here, take a, like that kind of looking thing.
Yeah, where
they make it look like...
It's more of a 64-bit kind of...
Exactly,
bit color scheme.
I mean, I've been seeing people do that with just different things. Like, you know, ones for, you know, newer products.
I think that's just a filtered Photoshop that could do for most of that. So. Yeah.
Well, look at this. There was actually one where they took most of the cover art from The Wizard and made it look like Ready Player One.
Yeah,
that one made my geek heart really laugh. But
The Wizard.
Yeah. Well, you know what? On that note, I think it's about time for, you know, now that I'm done talking about consoles.
Oh, one special note.
Oh.
If you have PC,
how special is it?
It's pretty special.
It's pretty special? Okay.
If you like playing, if you're used to playing with the keyboard, I recommend playing with what's called the Merc Fang. It actually compresses, like, a bunch of more of your keys. It makes so your fingers can press 1 through 11, right, left. If you look at my keyboard, you can actually see
that what my keyboard
That's what
is?
You I have on your keyboard.
Yeah, I was going to say that's another reason why I'm preferring PC games is because of that keyboard. Because you got numbers here. You got numbers here on your mouse.
And then you get Naga mouse, you have 1 through 12 on there, which you can reprogram to not even be the normal keys. You could have them be shift or whatever.
If you're stupid like me and you're doing your world quest and WoW while trying to multitask and do other things with your hands, it's good to be able to reach in different places.
Yeah
so you have so many options.
I know you guys got those fancy motherfucking mice that you got.
The Naga.
I had a Naga. It got changed, remember, because mine died?
Yeah, I think it just changed the color. I think we went with, like, the crackle, red burn, or whatever thing.
No, I mean, every Naga I've had is gone now. Remember we had that crappy one on there for a while?
Oh, yeah, but they weren't the MMO versions of stuff or whatever. Oh, no, you did have the MMO one. That's the one that took a crap, and I gave you the other one. It's not Naga, though. It's some other off...
No, it's not Naga, but it's nice. I miss the Naga, though, and the Nagas are pretty.
I think it's about time for some WoW.
Yeah, so,
I think we need to get...
Drum roll,
please!
Got a few... left, guys.
Not do that too loud. We have a napping
This interruption
guest.
Brought to you by my stomach and Boonie waking up.
We have a guest today.
So, patch 7.1. Oh my god. Karazhan is just a few days away.
Karazhan. Okay, yeah, obviously we're not in an acapella group.
No.
Y'all need some work.
Yeah, I need some work, definitely.
What's an acapella?
Karazhan, yes.
So, yeah, it's going to be released on the 25th. So,
25th, yep, this Tuesday.
Yep, Tuesday, which I'm pretty excited by. If you go look at the Blizzard, I think even just the launch screen has it, the video, which explains patch 7.1. So you get Karazhan. You also get New World Quests.
Oh, goody.
Well, if you notice that they show the video of, like, these little, like, razor, like, what are they called? Raptors?
Yeah.
Coming, like, and invading the shoreline, which will be giving you a new mount, too.
So, ooh!
I have this later in my notes, but I'll just bring it up now. It will be giving us a new mount.
Mounted!
Supposedly. It doesn't say how you get it, though. So maybe it just drops off of, I don't know. Probably not. It's probably another, you have to kill 15 gazillion raptors to get this mount by getting something else.
No, better yet, you know what they need to do? They need to give the leather worker something else to do with all the fucking Stormhide leather that I got so much of that shit. You should be able to take 500 of those, make rope, find certain target in certain area to make into mount. That would be freaking awesome.
Just combine all of your leather into a mount.
Yeah, combine all my leather into something to make a mount.
A leather monster.
That would be a cool Halloween quest, because then they could make like a little Frankenstein mount with all the
leather. It'd be a patchwork. It would be a patchwork. You guys aren't familiar with patchwork from from one of the older instances. But, something later.
But patchwork something or other.
But yeah, anyways, he was just patchwork a bunch of, like, leather. It's kind of like he's patched together from whatever. Anyways.
So, possible new mount.
New mount. They mentioned something about the Grand Arena. So, they have upgraded the Grand Arena. I don't know if that means we have to go out to the Grand to do it, but...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so that's cool. I'm sure there'll be something to bring us out there. And if you guys are following the Illidan storyline, so, you know, if you do that of quest stuff or whatever, there's a new one coming out for that.
Oh, boy.
Or at least some new storyline for that. Dark Moon Feral have a new aquatic mount. It looks like this, like, stingray. It's for water only, so...
Hey, it's still... I have nothing for the water except for that one stupid area during Cataclysm. I have no water mount, and I have not spent enough time, like... Susan has to get that fucking mount from that fishing dude.
The turtle mount? Or the...
No, the fishing guy right there outside of New Dalaran on that little...
Oh, I have no clue. I haven't actually heard about that.
Yeah, Susan's actually said she finally finished that, so it's like, good for you.
I guess you have to finish fish a lot then.
Fish a shit ton. Okay. Like, that's what she was doing at work half the time, like, for like a good week and a half.
Did you say a carp ton?
A carp ton. Sorry, my A and my R got
in. Oh my gosh.
Carp ton. So new aquatic mount.
New aquatic mount. It's going to be from Dark Moon, and I think you have to fish off the Dark Moon coast to get these special fish as a kind of a currency. So.
That's okay. I'm that close to 800 now. Finally.
It looks kind of cool, but I don't know how awesome aquatic mounts are going to be.
On your fishing?
No, on just in general, my eye level. Able to do things.
Almost at 810. 810 is that magic number when we start in heroics.
It's a magic number.
For you.
12 points!
So there's another mount, of course, because they love introducing mounts with patches. New Rockspine Basilisk. He looks like the Basilisk in Suramar, if you're familiar. But he isn't as cool looking as those because he's got like kind of a tannish kind of green color. I'm like,
maybe.
I'm not really into lizards.
I do like the Basilisk, considering I've killed enough of them for Stormhide.
Yeah, I'm not really into lizards and dinosaurs and all that.
Now, the mount that I am looking for that I will be getting is called the Arcanist Mana Saber, and will be available through finishing quests that'll be released each week for 9 weeks. So it's going to take 9 weeks to get it, but you know those mana sabers that you ride around collecting lace? It's kind of like that, only looks more badass.
Sweet. Okay, that could be something I'll go for.
Yeah. So I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah.
Also, for you people who like pets... I like pets.
No, you don't, Jason.
Actually, I do like pets. I like collecting the pets from the rare stuff. But I don't like pet battling, but I like collecting the rare pets. So, special. Bosses from Ulduar, Trials of the Crusade, and Ice Crown Citadel will have rare pets for us.
Saw
Flame Leviathan. It's a big giant tank looking thing, but it's miniaturized.
Sweet.
So that's kind of cool. Like one of the tentacles from Ulduar as well, from the one guy, Yogg-Saron, kind of flailing about. So you get one of those kind of crazy pets, I'm guessing off Yogg-Saron. I also saw Bone Storm, Bone Splinter, whatever his name is. He's the first boss in Ice Crown Citadel.
Okay.
So he'll be easy if you just want to go get that one.
Okay.
So you just run in, go do it, and, you know, kill him and see.
Relax.
It's like the, horse mount. It's kind of like the headless horse mount, but for Karazhan, old Karazhan, it'd be like the first boss in there. So you kind of run in, go kill that first boss, and you just, if you get it, you get it. Great.
To do them.
Considering I've been going through a lot of the old dungeons and raids and just getting shit out of them.
Yeah, so, I don't know. And then there... I just wish I could remember what the other one was that back in the day. But like, if you go back and look in the pet history or whatever, you'll be able to see all the dungeons you can get these rare pets from. So I'm cool with that. So they also have a little bunny rabbit which is made of stars. So I'm guessing he's from Algolon. So that's my guess. I don't know because I didn't see whether or not it actually drops off of him. So, yeah, I think you may have to unlock him too. So you have to go do the whole thing first and then go back and unlock the door room or whatever to get him open. I don't know if they removed that requirement or
not. More updates
after Karazhan. After 0.1. Also, I did have in my notes, but I mentioned it to April, was hunters, how much do you like mechanical spiders? Because there is a new pet that you can tame that looks exact. You have to go check the spider out. He looks fucking badass. Here, I'll just show you. That's him right there. So
okay, that does look kind of fucking
badass. He looks pretty awesome.
Okay, I like the look of that.
He's got, vents coming out of his back, and he's got glowing eyes.
Yeah, like
his legs are, like, silver chrome
gold
legs.
Goldish chrome, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I do like that. Okay.
If I was playing a hunter, I'd go get him.
Where is it?
But, okay, so getting it won't be easy. Apparently you have to go to this island or whatever. Dr. Weevil, kind of what nuts, covering Alcaz Isle. With anti-aircraft artillery, proximity mines, and defensive turrets.
So in other words, it's Gitmo. It's Gitmo Bay.
Yeah. So apparently once you get past him, then you have to also fight these drudge gnomes. So
exactly like Gitmo Bay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Apparently it's a homage to Gitmo Bay.
You may need a small party to go over there to go do this. Aww. It sounds like probably
let's do it.
You could probably.
Yeah.
I think you just need a healer and your pet and you. So
Jason,
yeah,
you can go over.
God, I'll actually have to DA. Well, April 2. Well, it's a healer.
Oh, then you have to fight Dr. Weevil himself, who probably has a guard dog. Actually, he does have a guard.
Hey, bro, we're gonna need you now.
So
wow, that means I'm actually gonna have to deactivate Lone Wolf for a little while and actually go out with a pet for a while. I've not gone out with a pet since.
I have not gone out with a pet.
Yeah. Oh, and be sure to. I don't know if they still have that issue or not because I haven't played a hunter in forever.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go put your pets in the stable or whatever, and you can only have a certain number of pets available to you.
Yeah. Usually three.
You
want to
make sure that you stable one of your pets so you have a slot available.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you got to drop your current pet, and that sucks. If you went through all this hassle and you didn't have your pet slot.
I can always go put my moth in
that.
What stable? Does it matter what stable?
No, it doesn't matter.
No, they're all.
They're all the same.
It's like a universal stable. You just go to a different one.
You bet.
Yeah, yeah. So
okay, that could be a kick-ass looking pet. That would be pretty sweet.
Okay, Trial of Valor, you raiders out there. However, it's not going to get released till November 8th, so we still have a few more weeks even after this week. It's in PTR right now, so all of our stuff is. So that means that's on par for where it should be.
Hey, at least with the guild, we were able to knock out almost everybody.
Oh my gosh, and we freaking got Xavius down to 48k. Literally, one more smash. Oh. If I would have just put a dot on him, like as a healer, I would have just dotted him.
Uh-huh.
We would have won.
Oh.
Anybody, if we could have just gotten a little bit more deeps on him, because he was at 0.0 whatever percent.
Close beating Xavius, actually. Yeah. Oh, because
we got Cenarius. Xavius isn't as hard as Cenarius.
That's what I've heard. That's what somebody was
saying. I mentioned it last time that the Mythics, where Xavius wasn't as hard as Cenarius.
Right, yeah.
Well, he isn't very hard. He is hard, but he's not hard. So we were so close. I think it was like our third, fourth try or whatever on him. And we almost had him down. And then, of course, it's like 5 minutes after our raid time. Yeah. So we're like, okay, we'll have to wait for next week. Whatever. So LFR will drop 840 plus gear.
Mm-hmm.
So fantastic for you people who over there need gear. Thank I don't know yes, what the requirement.
I know I need here. Thanks, yeah. Jason, for
I'm
reminding
pointing
me.
You. I'm pointing you. I'm pointing you. April.
Talking to me.
No.
Who is excited? It'll make slow. Your eye level a lot faster to go up once. I don't know what the requirements are for it to actually yeah. unlock it. So.
I mean, I know that LF. I know that I need like higher rings and trinkets but, and.
That's why I said let's do a dungeon today, and I picked my favorite one. Just from the looks that when we were doing
yeah.
the
quest. Oh, Black Rock, no, yeah.
Black Rock, Nook.
Although, yeah, we need to see about getting
Black
you into
Rock,
a...
Black Rock, you mean?
Yeah, Black Rock,
yeah.
Nook.
Black Rock. Black Rock, Nook.
Well, just when we were questing that, I said, hey, is this going to be a dungeon? And I think you said it is. I'm like, cool, after all, it looks like it's going to yeah. be my favorite. And I was right.
Yeah, that was fun.
Except until you found out about the bane of the
Rolling,
rolling
Stones.
I know, seriously.
I still
left,
hate
right,
the Rolling
right,
Stones.
Right, left, right, left.
That's when, if you just really feel like it, that's when I just throw up my turtle shell and I just run the fuck up.
Yeah.
Just it'll be like, screw you guys, I'm going to go...
Well, I think if it still hits you, though, it still knocks you back.
I don't think so. No, because that deflects almost... Like, I've said...
I don't think it's deflection, though, because, like, I've been in my bubble, with bubble up those, and I bubbled, and I still got hit, and I got knocked back.
Might have to try that if so, I go into that.
It's worth a shot. Anyways, it's not a big deal. Yeah. Just send the tank first, you're fine.
Exactly.
And then just everybody wait down at the basement. So, 855 normal gear, high level, so nice. Which will be nice for me if we can get to that, because I can fill in some of my slots that are 845 still.
Exactly, I know.
So,
and I'm sitting at 853 item level right now. As I am, so I know my rings can upgrade, my trinkets can upgrade, and a couple of other light pieces.
Surprisingly, I upgraded my shoulders today. I had 835 nice. Shoulder; they were my lowest piece, and today I got 855s off
I mean,
of
I can,
World Quest proc.
Yeah. I mean, I can easily make everything else that I'm low on, minus the rings and the trinkets, to 850, but I don't want to waste all
I
that.
I still got to unlock my Obliterium Forge. So.
Oh my god, dude, I'm going to make you the stuff today.
Well, I have one of the items already.
I think
now.
You said you had maybe the
one
leather.
Of the blacksmithing ones.
Yeah, the blacksmithing
ones. Because Al provided it. Thanks, Al.
There's a specific set of things. It's called Trial by Fellfire. You have to get the wrist bit, the wrist guard, made by a tailor. Both of them by a leather worker
yeah, leather
and
worker.
A blacksmith. Yeah. So, I mean, I can make you both of the two that I can do.
They just cost a lot on the auction house right now because there's such a high demand.
Fuck yeah, dude. I've been selling my...
I don't even know what this is for. I've not heard of it.
There's an Obliterium Forge, and if you do your own crafting of your own items, or you go buy your own item, like some crafted item, you could then upgrade it there up to 850.
Wait,
up to
is 850. This a quest or something?
Yeah, this is part of a quest. It's part of a quest.
It starts in Dalaran by this burning card or whatever, and then you have to investigate the car or whatever, and then start following a bunch of quests.
Yeah.
And it takes you eventually to this quest going where you have to turn in these four specific items that we're talking about, which is meant to help people who like selling stuff on the auction house make money.
Oh my god,
so.
Seriously, I'm like almost 110k. I've been selling this shit hand over fist. I gotta go farming today too, so.
And I don't even think that unlocks, I think it's unlocked per count, so you still have to buy it for all your other accounts too.
So.
Or not accounts, but player characters.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not entirely sure on that one.
Well, if you have multiple accounts, you have to buy it for all your accounts too,
yeah.
But I'm not that crazy. My last note, so, hidden boss out in Gadget Zone. His name is Engineer Omega Plug. So
Engineer?
Engineer. E-N-D.
That's all. I love wordplay.
Requires a group, and it drops a vial of green goo, which is a toy that turns you into a leper gnome. And I'm wondering if this is the secret they were talking about that people hadn't found.
Oh.
So, this was just sitting in Gadget Zan. Because who's going to go back to Gadget Zan?
Not me.
Exactly.
That's like one of the areas I like the least.
Yeah. I mean, I actually got my...
Oh, I loved Gadget Zan back in the day. It was fantastic.
I mean, I got my rep finally going through these old dungeons. I actually got my... Oh, that's Nomagron. Never mind.
Yeah, you're thinking Nomagron.
Yeah, I'm thinking Nomagron. But at least I got all my Mecha Striders now.
Oh, wait. Maybe... No, I am talking about Nomagron.
Okay, Nomagron, yeah.
Yeah, it's a dungeon. I'm thinking Gadget Zan's the town outside of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I finally actually got my rep up to Exalted with Nomagron so I could actually get all those Mecha Strider mounts because I've always liked those and I've never gotten them, so I just said, fuck it, I'm finally going to just get it.
I always thought I was special because I was an engineer, and I was a gnome engineer, and, like, I would make the mind control devices that could take control of other mechanized objects, so I could keep control of, like, the little mechanized guys and go around fighting for us in the mechanized things. So it's like a mind control. MC for mechanical things. So, which isn't useful anymore any these days. But
so I wonder, and still, even with that, I wonder how much more hidden content there still is in the world.
Yeah, I imagine 7.1 will probably bring some. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They haven't announced anything about saying.
Plus we're finishing up Hollow's End right now.
Yeah, we still got Hollow's End.
I have actually, let's see, tomorrow will be a week straight that I have done the Headless Horseman instance.
Excellent, April.
Yeah, today I got crap.
So did I.
I think on odds, you're always going to get pretty much poop.
Hey, quick question. The whole thing with the masks, if you're not going to use them, just...
I use them, but the thing is, I already got the quest stuff done for it, so it's a moot point. But if you haven't, just wear them, and then you can throw them away.
You mean the whole thing about getting the masks and the...
Yeah, I think there's something about wearing each mask type or whatever.
So. Oh, I think it just says collect the 24 masks. Oh, yeah, okay, so yeah, once you've got them, just sell the fuck.
I always would just wear them anyways, because it's always fun to look like a moo cow. That's my favorite one. Mm. I have a Taurin.
Okay.
I like the big, like, ugly disfigured thing that usually has like an extra arm
I always call those abominations.
Yeah, abominations.
Yeah, exactly.
I like being turned into an abomination because I usually have like an arm sticking out my back.
I actually like the Geist, except for when I was doing one of those Kirin Tor, that Kirin Tor quest where you have to follow a certain path because they kind of jump those Geists, you know, with the long nails that are kind of like they like kind of jump around. I'm trying to do that thing where you go that one world quest where you do the little path.
Talking about the Enigma stuff?
Yeah, the Enigma stuff. You can't do it with a Geist because it's jumping and you're jumping off the path you're walking on. It's like, fuck it, I'm having to redo it. I'm like, screw this, I don't need this look, and I just cleared it out. Of course, I've gotten ninja so many fucking times, I kind of like, but ninja looks sweet, I like ninja look.
The floating raid that I was talking about with Patchwork is called Naxxramas, so I don't know why I had a brain fart. Yeah, I remember taking you to Naxxramas, just so, because...
Was it one of the ones I didn't like?
You guys
like I think so, because there were some special things you have to do in one of the fights, so you pretty much have to do the
Naxxramas.
Such a great hotspot.
There was one place, it kind of reminds me of, like, fancy Roman, like, mansion or whatever, Colosseum type mansion. And if you didn't go to certain spots and get whisked by the wind and stuff, you'd fall off and die. I hate that one.
Are you talking about it was the Egyptian stuff or whatever?
I remember that. I remember being here and you guys are doing that and you getting so fucking pissed because you got blown away. Oh, I remember that.
I'd fall off. Or they'd lose me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, somebody come fucking find me.
When we still had mass res.
Yeah.
Pre-Legion.
Yeah. We're not going to find you. You have to find us. Go follow the links on that map.
And then in trying to find them, I'd fucking fall and die again.
So Hollow's End. Everybody else. So people having fun with Hollow's End?
Yeah, I got that nice little quest to go find the Crooked Tree and...
Braidenbrook.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I have not gotten it. I don't know if it's just because...
I did. Some guy
at a pub in Dalaran.
You know what I did? I just fucking went there. And there was a quest that I could pick up. It wasn't the one to say, go to here. It was the one...
But what's funny is if you pick up the quest in Dalaran to go there, it says, if you were smart, you wouldn't go here and look for this.
You're like, screw you, I'm going.
Of suggestions. Yeah, tell me not to do something. Watch this.
I know. I got a little time more so I can try to possibly get enough tasty. You know, I finally found the fucking vendors there right outside of Stormwind when I was turning in a couple quests to be able to get the other battle pads or... I didn't see one for the mount yet, but I know that you said that that's one, something you're looking for. Oh, there's the broom mount that I saw. I saw that.
I have three of them.
You have three of the broom mounts?
From the freaking Headless Horseman instance.
Ermager.
I've gotten the mount three times for the broom.
That sucks.
That's not the mount I want!
Yeah, that's more common, though, because that's an easy to find one compared to the Headless Horseman.
But I learned if you don't have flying, you are puttering around and looks like you're barely off the ground. It's kind of funny.
Oh, it's kind of funny using my Dark Phoenix, and I'm floating around New Dalaran, and I'm just like, it's all like, just barely...
My golden drake is kind of cool when you walk around, but that bird, I'm like, what is the point of this dumb bird?
Yeah. So we've got Hollow's End till what? Probably like next Wednesday, I think? And then,
probably the end of the month.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to probably end right, or maybe the Tuesday after. I don't
know.
Right. And then, or they, maybe halfway through the weekend.
Yeah, they might even take it away with the with
they might take
week.
It away on Sunday.
Well, no, because Sunday is the 30th.
Okay.
You know what? Let me find out. I'm bringing
it's
up
probably
my
Tuesday.
Yeah, they'll probably do it when you have to do the restart on Tuesday.
2 p.m. on Day of the Dead starts November 1st at 1. Halloween starts at 2. And then Day of the Dead ends on the 3rd.
Oh, I heard you some Day of the Dead stuff. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not really much to do on Day of the Dead, though.
But so, there's stuff that has achievements.
So definitely get your Hollow's End.
I'm just saying, it's really easy to get your achievements that
day. You got time. Over a week. Get your Hollow's End stuff done. Get in there. Get that shit done.
Get in, get out. Quit fucking about.
Yeah, quit. You know, go lop the horseman's head off.
It's kind of nice to be able to just kind of wander around and do your own Hallows End stuff, not having to worry about getting all the stupid achievements done. Because I did that in 2014.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, tell you what, having to go around and shoot people with those costume guns, different races, pain in the ass. He was having to fly me around horde areas.
Oh, yes,
drop
yes.
me off, shoot him, fly away.
You know, that's one of the easier things. Now that we've got Dalaran and everybody's in that sanctuary area with Legion, all you have to do is find them and toss those weighted jack-o'-lanterns.
That's what it was, the weighted jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah, I know I got a couple when I was sitting right outside of Stormwind, and I'm just like, nope, keep going. Because, of course, you know what you need to do is just, if you want the enemies, stand by the fucking the Burning Man effigy, because, you know, the enemies are going to have to come there. You see them pop in, you just be like, I'm going to throw
this.
That's
what I did.
Yep, yeah.
That's how I got like half the Hordies, was I stood by the Wicker Man.
Wicker Man?
It was a homage to the Wicker Man.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Creepy ass movie, by the way. Watch the Nicolas Cage one. It's my personal favorite, but both Christopher Lee is good too.
Yeah. So, that's our WoW roundup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good, I mean, with Halloween so close, I need to tweak my playlist for the Halloween party.
So you got Halloween songs you play, yep.
Oh, honey, I got like 200, like hundreds.
Oh, I know you do.
Hundreds. I've got two different playlists. I mean, granted, they're mostly the same songs, but every year I add a little bit more to it, but...
Yeah, because we're having our, you know, April's having her personal Halloween party next Saturday, so we'll have fun there.
We should call it the Inglourious Geeks Halloween party.
We
have all of us.
And if we're crazy, you might actually see a couple of pictures show up online.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll, maybe not of Jason, but.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe, we'll see.
Turns up again my house.
We need Fat Gambit. Come on,
Fat
Gambit.
Gambit isn't going to happen.
Rogue,
Fat Gambit, Menopausal Rogue, and, Ginger Harry Dresden. Anyhow, so April.
Middle-aged Dresden. Midlife crisis Dresden.
Fuck yes. Midlife crisis Dresden. Yes. I love that. That's good.
And we also have Boonie the Bee.
Boonie Bee.
Boonie is our special guest for today. He's just quiet because he's sleeping.
Yeah, he's quite literally sitting in a chair
now.
He
stole my chair and he's sleeping.
Yep. So, since you're talking about songs,
I would like to share my top five favorite that I have on my playlist.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then I would like your guys' suggestions. Yes, it's Halloween songs, of course. And then, of course, I'm always welcome to suggestions from the other two cohorts as to what we need to be putting on there.
Yeah,
as
so
well.
let's hear your list.
So, yes, Time Warp is very near and dear to my heart.
Except that, but then again, none of us
in
this room.
That's the song everyone picks for Halloween.
Yeah.
You associate Time Warp with Halloween.
But I love it.
Which
I do too. I know how to do the Time Warp while driving. Come on now.
That
sounds dangerous.
It's kind of dangerous.
But it works when you're trying to stay awake on an hour and a half drive home from the restaurant.
And everybody around you as you make a step to the left of the other lane.
Boonie was doing it with me a couple nights ago.
Yeah, well, and that was not watching the new version. April was not.
Reviews will not do it, but bad reviews, and I am going to agree with those reviews and not even bother.
Actually, the funniest thing I read was, this Rocky Horror is obnoxiously straighter, overly straight
obviously
or something.
Obviously straight or something.
Yeah, obviously straight.
Overly
or
straight.
It's like, yeah, exactly. I mean, yes, you might have a transgender playing Frankenfurter this time around, but I'm sorry. Tim Curry.
I mean, I'll go look up pictures of Adam Lambert playing Eddie, but it doesn't mean I'm going to watch it.
I know. Besides, I'm sorry. You can't do better than Meatloaf. come on.
But it's Adam Lambert. I do like Adam Lambert.
Yeah, yeah, he's a little creepy, so that works. Anywho.
But anyways,
top five.
My personal top five.
Mm-hmm.
First, I have this song, because everybody knows that I'm such a huge history buff.
Yeah.
My mom, a couple years ago, I can't remember if it was listening to Thistle and Shamrock, or if my friend played it on her Celtic radio program, but we heard this song for Halloween, talking about the ghost of Anne Boleyn walking around the Tower of London with her head under her arm.
I think...
And the song is called With Her Head Tucked Underneath Her Arm, by a band called Beyond the Pale. Yeah, pretty much, you know, with her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody, bloody tower. It's a cute little song.
Oh, yeah, I've heard you play that. That is a pretty good song.
And, you know, it's just kind of like a little... light-hearted version of
light-hearted
how Anne is around the Tower of London as a ghost.
Fucking
with King Henry.
Light-hearted folk song. That's what
it's a light-hearted Halloween folk song.
Yes.
Very cute. So after that, number four is an oldie but a goodie. And even though it may not necessarily be a Halloween song to other people, to me it is Season of the Witch by Donovan.
Oh, hey, you know what?
And for those who know, Donovan sang the song Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Right.
So that's who Donovan is, and I enjoy Season of the Witch. It is on the Dark Shadow soundtrack for Tim Burton's movie. So
Tim
if you have trouble finding it, that's where it's at. You can find all of these that I mentioned on Spotify. And then so after that, number three, I actually like different versions of number three. I like I Put a Spell on You. First heard the Screamin' Jay Hawkins version as a child.
That's the really deep voice.
The really good, the original.
I'm a spell on you. Yeah, that one.
Because you're my... Yeah, him. I like that one. Followed, of course, by the Bette Midler version from Hocus Pocus.
I've never heard that version, but...
Have you seen Hocus Pocus?
Moving on.
Have you seen Hocus?
No, I really have not.
Well, then you've not seen it. Okay.
I know I haven't.
And then, of course, the Marilyn Manson version, which, for me, I don't know. Maybe it's just the way he sings it, but it's creepy.
Well, it is Marilyn Manson.
Because Screamin' Jay Hawkins is more, like, scary, like, old-timey 20s Halloween, because they tried to make Halloween kind of lighthearted, satirical, scary. You know what I mean?
Well,
Whereas Marilyn Manson's Creeper Stalker is scary.
Yeah. Well, that, and it's like that, the original version is all like, you know, it's kind of like, old man, I'm gonna put a spell on you.
And then Midler's like, I'm a witch, I'm gonna cast a spell on you and kill all of you. So that's another one.
Numero dos.
Number two was very hard for me to find.
Really?
Because this was one that me and my mom all, again, heard on Thistle and Shamrock. And Thistle and Shamrock, I don't even think they play it on NPR anymore. If they do, it's... Because for a while, they took it away for many years, and then brought it back, so I don't know if it's still back or not.
But
it's different than what it used to be. Now she does themes.
Okay.
Fiona Ritchie does themes, and she used to not do themes, so we don't like it anymore.
Themes.
But back in the day, or maybe it was my friend Harriet. She might have played it on her show. Wherever, it's an old chant called The Witch Is Real by a group called Chantin'. And it's old. To me, it sounds old English, but I was reading, and it sounds like it could be an old Scottish folk tale. But it's done in the style of a chant. And it's, you know, come and go ye before, come and let me. If you wanna go before, come and let me. Ring-a-ring-a, Widdershins, Lincoln-lively Widdershins. So it's using old English terms like Widdershins. But it's a very cool song, and you can find it on Spotify as well, and I think I also found it on YouTube. It's by a band called Chantin, C-H-A-N-T-A-N.
Spotify.
I want to say the original origins is like 16th century, but I was reading some places like 200 years old, so it's kind of undetermined. Okay. And then, that means my number one song that is always going to be on every Halloween playlist I ever make, possibly in two forms.
Okay.
This is Halloween. From Nightmare Before Christmas. Of course, the original done by the Citizens of Halloween. And then redone for the anniversary re-release of the movie done by Marilyn Manson.
Because
Marilyn Manson does the many voices of This is Halloween.
Not to mention the fact that he does crazy, creepy, and fucking scary really well.
Yes, he also does the end credit song to the movie From Hell.
Oh, I remember From Hell.
After seeing it for like the sixth time, and I'm like taking a nap on the couches, it's the credits. I'm like, that's Marilyn Manson. What the hell? And he also does the theme song to Salem.
Mm.
Oh, which is a creepy-ish.
The series, yeah, that series.
But yeah, that is my favorite. Those are my some of my favorite Halloween songs, but those are my staple Halloween songs. Yes.
Though, on a quick side note, just about hearing things you never notice, I had Jason watch. I was watching the beginning of a James Bond movie last night, or yesterday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, one point, I was telling Jason this, I'm like, one point I was watching it, and I hear this line, and I hear this guy just say, like, 7-8 words. I'm like, I recognize that voice. Went back, rewound it. It was the first ever appearance that I know of Gerard Butler in a movie. You know, Mr. 300.
What?
Yeah, it was in a... Yeah, he was just like some kind of ensign on board a ship. He's like, we're going 13 degrees down by the stern. And it's like, I recognize that voice.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Lucy Bond.
I know, it's just weird when you see somebody super famous now and you're just like, you see that one little role that they were in.
Can I do like a quick 30-second announcement before we move on?
Okay. Well,
I was kind of just looking up to see stuff that's coming out to do in the area coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And Doctor Who fans, like hardcore old Doctor Who fans.
Okay, yes.
There's going to be a Fathom event coming up November 14th at Cinemark Movies 14 in Mishawaka.
Okay.
It is the exclusive cinema event. Will be the first time that Doctor Who, The Power of the Daleks, has ever been shown in North America.
What the fuck? Oh.
Lost since its premiere on the BBC 50 years ago, the full 6-part story has now been meticulously animated and will feature added bonus content, including interviews with members of the original cast.
April, why do you gotta fucking do that to me? April, why? 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 It's a Monday. Well, at least it's a Monday starting at 7.
It's the missing third serial of the 4th season of Doctor Who. No complete film recordings or master negatives of The Power of the Daleks are known to have survived the archive purge in 1974. The brand new animation includes recreated from original audio photographs and surviving film clips.
Mm.
So, yay, Doctor Who fans! Cinemark Movies 14th, Monday, November 14th at 7 p.m. Let me see if I click buy tickets. Let me see if it tells me how much. My phone's slow. Sorry, everybody.
Oh, even better yet. You know, the reason why that was a pivotal episode?
Hmm.
Power of the Daleks is one of the most celebrated Doctor Who adventures. The 6-part adventure presented in its entirety here as a single feature-length event includes the regeneration, or as it was called then, renewal of the first Doctor, into the second Doctor. So it's the very first regeneration. I did not really... Oh. April?
Mm-hmm.
One, thank you for saying that. Because two, yeah, it's playing at the Cinemark here. It's also playing at the AMC Theater right by my new
How much work. Is it? I keep pulling up all the movie theaters it's at.
Well, if I'm going with what they're saying at the AMC that I'll be going to, it is giving me a price of... Okay, it's wanting to look at my location here and not mm-hmm. there, so...
Well, here would be handy.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to look at handy. Huh, it's weird. It's not showing it.
It doesn't want us to go.
No, apparently it does not want to show us.
Live search.
We're going to try to find that out, but as we're doing that, other songs you need to put on your Halloween playlist?
Mm-hmm.
Once it, you know, when you brought that up, I started thinking of some of the biggies that I think of. Let's see. I've got, for example, how can you do Halloween without the Monster Mash?
It's the mash.
I did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
Okay.
It was a graveyard smash.
$14 for adults, $13 for seniors and students, $12 for children for Doctor Who. Right
Yay,
here.
Yay, 14. I can do that.
Yep.
Okay.
Thriller.
Yeah, I was just going to say Thriller.
I can do two-thirds of that dance.
Mm-hmm. Probably from watching the movie 13 going on 30. No, I'm kidding.
I found YouTube videos of a group that's called Thrill the World, where they wanted to set a world record of how many people they could get to do the Thriller at one time.
Yeah.
Not necessarily one location, but at the same time.
Right.
I don't know if they broke the record, but they have, like, YouTube videos of different speeds with and without the directions, and you can print off like a script of the directions too.
Kind of like doing a Wheel of the World kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, this is me because I'm all about the creepy. Somebody's watching me.
That's always by Rockwell. Creepy.
By Rockwell. Come
and
on.
And Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yep. And then, little one that you, most people wouldn't necessarily think of, Voodoo by Godsmack.
Oh, yeah.
That's, I like that song. I remember that because that was a...
Voodoo.
What about
Robin? No, that's the one that starts...
That's Godsmack.
Yeah, I always think about it just from the beginning of the song. It's like, I'm not the one who's so far
away. That's you feel the snake bite.
Yes.
Enter my vein. Never.
What about Super Beast Drive Zombie?
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
Or the Addams Family?
Oh yeah,
American Witch.
Do, do, do,
do. Yeah. Or any song from.
I would never play the
House of a Thousand Corpses or.
I'm your boogeyman.
13 Ghosts. Probably get some creepy shit from 13 Ghosts.
I'm your boogeyman's good. Dracula.
Yeah, Dracula. There's a lot of good orchestral pieces that you can play around Halloween because you can always do. Oh, Toccata and Fugue.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least until it gets to the fugue.
Yeah, exactly.
When you get to the fugue, it sounds really churchy.
Mm-hmm.
You mean I get my seat back now, dude? You're awesome. What else? Yeah. Oh, Dance Macabre. By the Liz.
Yeah, any of that macabre shit, yeah, that's some good stuff, yeah.
What about Ghostbusters?
Well, yeah, I definitely would listen to...
The Munsters.
Oh, yeah, the Munsters.
You know what I always thought was creepy?
What?
The theme song to the original Poltergeist.
Oh.
How it sounds like this happy little 50s theme song music. Na 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 na. Oh, my God.
Or then you get Exorcist. Oh, the theme of the Exorcist.
The Shining.
Oh, yeah. Here's Johnny.
Psycho.
Yeah. They're playing that at the Cinemark right
now. Or how about, Tubular Bells, The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
Love that song.
So, yeah, those are some pretty damn good Halloween songs.
There's
yeah.
a lot that you could add.
What else we got tonight, guys?
I got some interesting
you get some
facts if you want to just go throw out there.
Yeah, more PC facts.
So, you guys are probably familiar with WikiLeaks, right? And,
I know
Assange.
Yes.
Limited internet usage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so the internet has been is being continuously taken down, right? Because of that.
Oh my god, seriously.
So they keep DDoSing, like, all these big, like, you know. People.
Friday there was that big thing. There was, like, super attacks on, I heard Twitter, I heard,
Much, you know, anybody who's got any kind of say on it that was pretty much been against WikiLeaks, Or just, in general, just taking down the internet because, hey, why not? So,
hey, at least they weren't attacking WoW for once.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, they decided to go attack other things because of this. So they'll come back to WoW after they're done. So
WoW after 7.1 drops. Be like,
in the middle of freaking Karazhan.
It's like, well, we're going to just disrupt them because we're dicks.
Well, as long as we already logged in, we're probably okay.
Yeah.
So, anyways, WikiLeaks announced and tried and pretty much said, please stop taking down the internet. You've proved your point. So says WikiLeaks. I thought that was just funny. I'm like, that's about right. Because DDoS attacks, there's nothing to prevent them right now besides having to go outside the internet. And heck, they've been taking down backbones of the internet. They've been, I forgot what that one company was. I don't have it on here.
You mean the one you were reporting about last
week?
Yeah,
it's one of the major backbone companies. Like, they actually provide internet, like, to the internet providers.
It was kind of funny. After, I was trying to explain this to our other pharmacist on Friday. I'm like, okay, think of the internet at, like, the speed of the internet as, like, the doorway at Walmart. Everybody rushing in all at once. Right. And Black Friday. That's what these people are doing to the internet right now. That's
And you're that one guy in the back that was just trying to get in. You just wanted to get that one thing in the shelf.
No, you're just trying to go in for actual groceries because you work nights and you just forgot something for so when you go home. But you have to contend with everybody fucking else. Yeah, exactly.
That's actually pretty good. Yeah,
that's a good analogy for not us for any non-computer types.
Yeah. So, there's a new bike lock. I thought this was kind of interesting.
Bike lock?
Yeah. So it's a chemical-releasing bike lock that causes vomiting to deter thieves.
Oh!
It's by Skunk Lock.
Oh. You fuck up. You're fucked.
Oh. You try to break some guy's lock, yeah.
No, I'm saying if you try to unlock your bike and you screw up, you're screwed.
Oh! Yeah.
If you try to cut the lock, I imagine there's probably some sort of electrical sensor. Mm-hmm. And so if it gets disrupted, it shoots out this cloud of smoke.
Oh!
Around the chain, so that...
So mental note, write down your combination.
Yeah. You have to cut your own lock.
Hashtag drive-by. Hashtag ooh.
Well, I mean...
Hashtag
ooh.
Yeah.
How do you spell that one? M-M-M-W-W-P.
Yeah. So
I kind of like that. That is pretty good because I mean I'm sorry, you can steal a bike pretty damn easily. Bolt cutters are freaking.
So there's also it's more of like a public service announcement for my part, but most serious Linux privilege escalation bug is under active exploit. Meaning, if you have run Linux and you run Linux, and I need to go update my operating because I keep ignoring it every time I log on. Right now, there's a new exploit and it's going back, I think, 10 years. So if you and pretty much affects every version of Linux.
Damn.
So if you run any derivative Debian, anything of like SUSE, Red Hat, anything Linux, update. Just update now. Go do it.
Just do it now.
Don't ignore it. Don't ignore it like I do it. Update now.
So this is a public service announcement for dealing with your Linux, and don't be like Jason. Make sure you update when you need to.
Update's important.
I think we just found our podcast title, Don't Be Like Jason.
We are not bashing me a second time.
Don't cross the stream. which at least we figured that issue out, and that was all good.
Oh, my God.
It's okay, Jason. We still love you.
So, Stephen King also made an announcement. AI will either be the best or the worst thing to humanity. Artificial intelligence.
Okay, Stephen King, come on. That's like saying...
I read Stephen King as Stephen Hawking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hey. Stephen King's saying it's going to be the worst thing ever anyways.
Stephen King is going to turn it out to be the worst thing.
Yeah, well, Stephen King definitely...
It might have been a Freudian slip, because I don't know...
We're going to try to make it the best, and it's going to turn into the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, it might just try to take over, like, Skynet. So...
Yep.
So I thought that was interesting.
That's one thing I worry about with AIs. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to meet an actual, fully formed, fully functional artificial intelligence. I would love to interact with that to see how it interacts with us. And I mean, just because there's so many permutations of how we act. I mean, just the three of us in this room act differently. We all have our different little cues. How is an AI going to take care of, do that?
Well, if you keep it in a sandbox and it can't break out of the sandbox, you're fine, right? If you just give it a computer screen, that's all the only way they can interact with outside of its box, and you don't connect it to the internet, you're fine. You're fine.
but that's not life, Jason.
Yeah, that's right. We have to keep everything interconnected. Actually, you know what's going to happen? It's going to be some guy is going to plug in, like, his toaster or something, and it's going to be some smart Internet of thing. And it's going to have, like, Bluetooth, and the computer's going to have Bluetooth, and the computer's just going to connect to the toaster, and then it's going to use the toaster to go connect to the real world, which actually has a Wi-Fi connection, too. That's just how these things
work. There's a movie kind of like that. Only they didn't really use internet and Wi-Fi, the appliances just came to life and started trying to kill the homeowners.
And the reason why your toaster has Internet of Things, enabled is because it needs to send you a text message letting you know your toast is done.
Or your coffee's finished.
Yeah, don't be like April and leave your toast in the toaster.
Or maybe it's smart enough to say, you put bread in, like, the night before, and then you can just, when it wakes up and your phone senses you've woken up because of your Fitbit.
That'll be hard. before you even get it toasted. That's gross.
Yeah, unless you're making French toast, and that's unless a whole other issue.
Unless they can refrigerate it overnight.
Well, maybe it'll be special. It'll just refrigerate your bread in
the
toaster.
It'll have a little dome, airtight dome or something.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking about the future here.
Anyhow,
the future of laziness.
Exactly, yeah. April. That's true.
So I've got one more thing. Super Mario speedrunners, you know, those people like just going, like amazing, are setting new world records.
Really?
Still. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a 31-year-old game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just want to throw that out there, because I thought that was interesting, because
so
I just like watching them.
Sunday, right?
Today is Sunday.
Yeah. Yes.
What's on TV tonight?
Family Guy and
yeah, but it's not what I thought it was. It wasn't David Tennant like I thought it was.
Yeah, Quantico, shit like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I should make him a special announcement. It was Brad Myers who beat it after playing 22,000 times. He got it in 4 minutes and 56.878 seconds.
That's just why? Why?
My life goal. I want to make the hardest record to break ever in Super Mario Brothers.
Well, I don't know about any of that, but I think we need time to think about life.
And play video games?
No,
just life.
I'm gonna go buy pumpkins.
Oh yeah, we do need pumpkins.
But
no, but what I was saying, the reason why I was asking about was on tonight
pictures
is
of pumpkins
because who else has watched some of the new TV shows?
Oh, I definitely know.
I know you've watched a few with me.
Oh yeah.
Which ones did you like so far?
Okay, so my top favorite is Luke Cage, as you've probably all seen. I started watching the DC Heroes of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Actually kind of liking that. It's not as good as Luke Cage.
Right, yeah.
By means. But it's interesting.
It is.
It's just...
Especially with the... You get the time... The basis on time travel. You've got the whole thing where it's an ensemble group of both... Good, bad, and indifferent.
Well, and they have the Hawkman and Hawkwoman, whatever their names are.
Hawkman and Hawkgirl.
Hawkgirl.
Yeah. Hawkman, Hawkgirl. You've got Captain Cold. You've got Heatwave. You've got Firestorm. You've got the Atom.
Yeah. And of those, Hawkman and Hawkwoman were the only two that I actually previously knew. So, I think I've seen something with the Atom, maybe, possibly.
That would have shown up on Arrow. Yeah, you've seen him on Arrow.
But that's about the only thing that I've seen.
And I've known of Firestorm because he was in season 2.
Oh, but they did make callbacks to Arrow. So they had, like, I think, like, one little small little cameo with him in it.
With Stephen Amell,
So I thought that was interesting.
Well, my question is, why does he get to be called Hawkman, but she only gets to be called Hawkgirl? Why can't she be Hawkwoman?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know.
She is just as important as he is.
Oh, I know. I mean, why do they call
her... That is some bullshit.
Hey, they are lovers.
Why this is DC, right?
Oh, God. They are super lovers.
I'm starting to think second thoughts about DC if they're going to pull...
In their many lives they've lived.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, they are serious, like, hardcore lovers. Over, like, 4,000 years of life and death and life again. It's...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's kind of funky.
So, if nothing else, those two are worth watching it for?
At least Luke Cage. I would definitely recommend Luke Cage if you guys want to watch something. I mean, there's plenty of TV shows in the past I've watched. You know, The 100. I really think that's a really great TV show. It's about the people who were in space and they come down to the planet after the whole entire planet's been nuked.
I was around when you were watching it.
Yeah, that was really good. And that kind of threw me off because I wasn't expecting it to be good. So... what about you guys?
Yeah, what have you liked so far this season?
Ooh, well, so far, even though I haven't watched all the end of the last episode, Timeless.
Yes!
I know, we were both looking forward to Timeless.
Oh,
Timeless,
so good.
Timeless was looking pretty good. I mean, you know, you've had Hindenburg, had Lincoln.
First you had... The guy went back in time trying to change the Hindenburg explosion, which was kind of interesting because in doing so, altered the tiniest fragments of history... And impacted the people so horrendously great, some of them.
Exactly. And then, no spoilers, of course.
And then you had the Hindenburg.
Lincoln.
And then you had the assassination of Lincoln, which I fell asleep during that one because I wasn't feeling
it. I watched most of that one.
It was, I didn't mind it.
And then something about with JFK.
Oh, it was about his supposed mistress... Judith Campbell Exner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the show, she was called Judith Campbell.
Yeah.
Supposedly, she was leaking information from JFK to her other mafia.
Hmm.
You know, working with those two and taking down, what was it, Puerto Rico or whatever? I can't remember.
Yeah, Cuba or something like that.
So that had to do with that, and they were trying to alter that. And then this week's going to be something with the Nazis.
Nazis?
The guy who wrote the James... something about the Nazis and the guy who wrote the James Bond novel.
Oh, Ian Fleming.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yep, that's tomorrow night again. And
I also have been liking Bull.
Bull's been interesting, yes.
I didn't want to. I really did not want to like it because of who it's based on.
But Dr. Phil.
Because
yeah.
I hate Dr. Phil. I hate that.
Look at the upside.
But this show is good. To me, it's like a psychology version of Lie to Me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is a good show so far. I mean, yes, I was kind of worried when I saw Michael Weathers. I mean, it was on my list of Hollywood Can't You Come Up With Anything for Original, for fuck's sake, as one of the honorable mentions, because, you know, you're taking three people, you know, him being one of them, uh-huh. into a different show. It's been all right. I've been
really good. I really kind of don't miss him as Denozo as much, but you know, because what? I like him as Dr. Bull.
But you know what, also... the rest of the cast has actually been pretty good. The guy that's the fashion guy who was formerly a pro football player.
Yes.
I don't like that. And then you got, women are interspersed just as much as the men. It's almost even 50-50 split if you look at the main characters.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, there's Bull, the one attorney, and the fashion guy. And then you've got Hacker, his assistant, the one that's always usually... with him and at least one other woman. So, I mean, I like that. It's, it's split sexually.
Yeah.
So, you know,
they have a team. That was the same way it was in Lie to Me. They had a team.
Exactly. Or, like, any good ensemble. Leverage, team. Librarians. Team. Librarians, later next month.
Yeah. Team. Yep, team. What we didn't miss, though?
What? What did we miss?
That, BBC show.
Oh, the Dirk Gentry and all that. Well,
yeah.
On demand, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then, so that one's good. Like I said, I don't really miss him as Denozo so much because I get to see him in Bull and mm-hmm. I do enjoy it.
We need to get back to catching up on Z Nation, too.
Yeah, I've been recording. I wanted to record the 2-hour one.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've been watching some of American Horror Story. It's not really catching me like I thought it would be. It's kind of stupid.
Well, I've seen you watch a couple of episodes, and it's just the whole cutting from this documentary-looking thing to the actual event.
It's confusing when you have two people playing the real characters mm-hmm. who are being interviewed, and then you split to Cuba Gooding Jr. and What's-Her-Bucket playing the fake versions of these
exactly.
characters. It gets too confusing.
I'm with you there. I mean, I'm like, yeah, there's some jump scary type stuff and whatnot.
Some bloody-gutty gory stuff. Exactly. And of course. Lady Gaga, some hillbilly hick, and mm-hmm. it's not
good. I mean,
good.
With AHS, of course you're going to expect that.
I watched a couple episodes of No Tomorrow. That's kind of cute.
Mm-hmm. I know I watched part of that first episode.
Yeah, I like No Tomorrow.
Where he thinks the world's going to, a meteor?
A meteor.
He's going to destroy the Earth in 8 months.
He's done the calculations.
He's done the calculations. And so he's trying
apocalypse.
To live life like it's apocalypse. His last day each and every day because he's going to die in 8 months.
Yeah, filling his and crossing off his apocalypse.
His apocalypse. This girl, meets him, and they really like each other, so he talks her into creating her apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
Hers is kind of boring.
And she's totally straight-laced. She's like the straight person.
Like, one, her apocalypse was what happens when you put a tinfoil in the microwave.
Hey, who... trust me, if I knew the world was going down in 8 months, I would eventually try that at one point.
I mean, it's cute, and I'm going to keep watching it to see what to do with it. But of course... everybody's enthralled by Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right.
I'm so happy how this season is starting off versus last season.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Last season was so slow.
The last couple of episodes were pretty slow.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, from last season, it got better once they did the episode where they were doing the fencing. And I think that was like episode 6 or 7 of the season.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it was real slow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But, yeah, I'm
going to
touch you real hard.
I'm going to touch you real hard. I'm going
to
touch you real hard, Jason.
I touch.
Yeah. But yeah, so far, yeah, this current season has been pretty good. I mean...
now, there might be some spoilers from here on out, so if you haven't watched this season of Big Bang Theory, we suggest you avert your ears.
Yeah, like jump 2 minutes or something, you'll be fine.
Like how pregnant Bernadette is already.
Bernadette is getting super pregnant.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
She's gonna be super
pregger. Yep. The fact that you're getting less and less boundaries between everybody because of the last episode with the hot tub.
Oh,
that was fucking hilarious. Just
And Amy got Sheldon to compromise.
I know. I just the Amy Sheldon living together thing. That's just kind of
you know, shamey to a whole new
oh
level.
Oh my god, seriously. Mm-hmm. That's just freaking weird. And, oh, well, you saw, we actually saw Penny's parents and brother. We saw that.
Oh, they're special.
Oh, they're very special, yes. what else did we have recently?
Oh, you mean
and their project. And their special project.
Oh, you mean the Wallowitz Cooper shenanigans?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh my gosh. With the mom and the dad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, I mean, so far, good season so far. I've been actually been very enjoying it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, this week it starts its move Thursday. Back to Thursday nights.
And yep. I have dog pass, so we'll have to watch it when I get home.
Yep.
On that note, what have you done?
Oh, well, of course, keeping up in Season 3 Flash. So, been very happy with its results so far because, you know, you had the whole Flashpoint. So, the whole thing was at the end of Season 2, of course, more possible spoilers, but... You know, just hang on tight. End of Season 2 was where, you know, Barry actually went back and stopped his mom from getting killed, which then created this quote-unquote Flashpoint paradox. You know, both of his parents were alive. His dad had never spent time in jail. Only start of the paradox was what I always worried about. Every time he kept using his speed in the new timeline, he started forgetting the old timeline.
Yep.
So after a while, it was like, you're going to start forgetting so much after a point, you're not going to remember you're the Flash. So he eventually realized, this world really isn't mine. Jumped back with the reverse Flash because he actually captured the reverse Flash, took him into the new present, which was... And I kid you not, they actually described the Flashpoint paradox eventually to the rest of his team, like Doc Brown did in Back to the Future 2. It's like, here's now... Here is when my mom got killed. I went back. I changed that, but then it created this alternate. I'm like, oh, and Back to the Future too. I'm like, yes. Mm-hmm.
And you had to go and kill the alternate 1985.
Mm-hmm. But and now the funny thing is, and of course, I was glad to see that Flashpoint, that initial change, only lasted one episode. Doesn't mean that the paradox hasn't now affected the current timeline, because there's been little changes.
Little?
Iris and her dad weren't talking to each other.
Right.
There's that.
I kind of consider that not a little, though. I kind of consider that a big change.
Well, yeah, that is a big... that is a big thing that, you know...
For him.
That was a big thing. The fact that you've got, Barry now has a co-worker, a metahuman CSI, played by Draco Malfoy himself. Tom Felton is on The Flash this season, which, you know, he's been kind of crass, but I kind of like him. He's doing pretty good. But there's just been little things that have changed. And then, of course, with this Flashpoint paradox, now you have your big baddie. His name is Alchemy. And what he's doing is... Some of the people that are in the regular timeline that kind of remember or have just like a flash of what their past was in the other timeline, this person, Alchemy, is giving them their power. This guy is giving these people their powers back. So there was a rival to the Flash, literally called the Rival, in a black suit. Had him have powers. This girl, Magenta, from last week's episode, so it's almost like you're going to get this little new set of people. And, of course, then, what do we get? You know, you saw the first episode, and you saw you saw Iris's brother, you know, Joe's other son, Wally, being Kid Flash.
Yeah.
Now you've got Jesse Wells, who was the, Dr. Harrison Wells' daughter from the other Earth. She had gotten hit by the Dark Matter Blast. She now has the Flash's power. So she's got this whole red suit, the whole red suit and all that. So, just give more people fucking speedster powers. But
that's right.
I'm enjoying it so far.
The whole world will be filled with speedsters.
Watched a couple of episodes of MacGyver.
Da, 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 da,
no, I'm sorry. No. I'm trying and I really can't. I haven't watched Arrow yet, but I've only got like a couple of weeks to burn through the rest of everything of the Arrow I haven't seen, so I can actually watch the current season.
Mm.
I think I've caught one episode of Z Nation you guys haven't seen, so
yeah,
like, So I mean, we all need to just catch up on Z Nation. Other than that, let's see, Bull and no, I really can't say that I've really been keeping an eye. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been good so far, especially with the introduction of Ghost Rider. I actually like that.
Good.
It's been good. I mean, it will be something you will enjoy as soon as it's, you know, the whole run is done and you can go ahead and binge watch it,
yep.
Jason. Because I know, I know how you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so yeah, it will be enjoyable. It's been a good season so far, so I'm enjoying it. But, yeah, so far so good. Season's been good so far. I'm kind of, you know, looking forward to seeing the mid-season replacements. We got this, I think this week starts that new show, Pure Genius, April, that you were talking about before.
Yep, we'll watch it and then mm-hmm. see what happens.
Well, on that note, April, I think we got one last thing and we can call it a day.
I'm just going to touch on a couple birthdays and we're going to call it a day. I'm not going to go into detail. These are just a couple of birthdays of note.
Well, I know one today.
So, today, October 23rd, Michael Crichton.
Ooh.
He was born in 1942. Unfortunately, he died November 4th, 2008. Everyone knows he's a really fantastic author.
Mm-hmm.
Timeline. Okay, another one is Weird Al Yankovic. His birthday is today. He was born in
1959. How the fuck did I miss these other awesome birthdays?
And then, of course, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Born in 1976. I liked him in Blade Trinity and Just Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, he was also in X-Men Origins Wolverine as Wade Wilson. But we all know him as Deadpool, and Deadpool's amazing.
Captain Deadpool! No, okay. Just Deadpool.
Okay. So then, there really weren't any of note for tomorrow.
Okay.
There's only one for the 25th. That's Tuesday. And that would be Billy Barty.
Oh, Billy Barty.
He was born in 1924, died December 23rd, 2000. I know him as being the High Alduin in Willow and Screwball in Legend.
Mm-hmm.
He was also Gwildor in Masters of the Universe. He was one of the voices in The Rescuers Down Under. He was Babby in the Peter Gunn television series, as well as the voice of Bilbo and Sam in the 1978 cartoon of Lord of the Rings.
And he died in 2000? Aww.
He's been dead for a while.
I didn't think he was dead. Huh.
October 26th is 2. I've got Seth MacFarlane, born in 1973, obviously writer, Family Guy.
Yeah.
He's also done Ted 2, American Dad, The Cleveland Show.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote 4 episodes of Dexter's Laboratory and 3 episodes of Cow and Chicken.
Wow, nice.
Cow and Chicken was fun.
The other one is Cary Elwes.
Oh.
He was born in 1962. We all know him as Wesley, a.k.a. Dread Pirate Roberts in The Princess Bride.
As you wish.
I know he was in Glory, Hot Shots, Bram Stoker's Dracula, Robin Hood, Men in Tights, Twister. He was the voice of Garrett in Quest for Camelot. He was in a couple episodes of Outer Limits. I knew him as the guy camping who just wanted some fucking peace and quiet, so he killed everyone.
And he was in a couple episodes of Psych.
Uh-huh. And he was in Saw, and he's also the voice of the Bard in the PS2 game, The Bard's Tale.
Mm.
And he was in, he was also in Liar Liar.
He's a classy... Oh, yeah, he's a classy motherfucker. I think
he's the one that wrote the book about Princess Bride.
Yes, he did.
I want to read.
I got the audiobook.
So then, October 27th is John Cleese.
Oh, John Cleese,
1939. He's actually going to be in this new movie coming out, Trolls.
Mm-hmm, yep.
He's going to be the voice of King Bristle. He's obviously in a shit ton of Monty Python.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the movies in the TV show, Flying Circus.
Yep.
He was in A Fish Called Wanda, one of my favorites, Eric the Viking,
mm-hmm.
as Half Dan the Black.
Half Dan the Black.
George of the Jungle, he was the ape named Ape.
Mm-hmm.
He was nearly headless Nick
in
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Chamber of Secrets. He was the king in Shrek 2, Shrek 3rd, and Shrek Forever and Forever After. And he was the voice of Jasper in the game Fable 3.
Hmm.
And he was the voice of Sir Cadwell in The Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah, he has a very specific voice.
He also played a couple of in a couple of the James Bond movies as the replacement Q when Desmond Llewellyn passed away.
Mm-hmm. The other one from October 27th is Teddy Roosevelt. He was born 1858 and died January 6, 1919. He was the 26th President of the United States.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
And I think didn't he fight in, like, the Spanish-American War?
I believe so, ma'am.
Okay. October 28th, Matt Smith.
Yeah. Matt Smith!
Same age as me and Jason. He's going to be 34. On the 28th, he was born 1982. He's the 11th Doctor on Doctor Who.
Woo!
Bill Gates was born 1955.
Oh, Bill fucking
Gates. If I have to tell you who Bill Gates is, you shouldn't be listening
this
to this
podcast.
Show.
or have a computer.
Or have a computer.
Just go home.
So then the last one I've got three actors on the 29th.
Okay.
I've got Richard Dreyfuss, born in 1947. Mm. We all know him from Jaws, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, American Graffiti, Stand By Me, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead,
Always.
Postcards from the Edge, What About Bob is my favorite, Mr. Holland's Opus is another favorite, Krippendorf's Tribe. He was in this TV mini-movie series with Zoe Deschanel called The Tin Man. He was the Mystic Man, a.k.a. the Wizard.
Oh, yeah.
And he was also in the movie Red.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got Winona Ryder, who was born in 1971. We know her as Lydia Dietz from Beetlejuice, Veronica from Heathers.
Mm-hmm.
She played Myra Gale Brown. I think it was his cousin that he married in Great Balls of Fire.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kim and Edward Scissorhands. She was in Mermaids. She was Mina in Bram Stoker's Dracula, as well as Elzbieta. Reality Bites. She was Jo in Little Women. And Abigail Williams in The Crucible alongside,
But April has a smile on her face, so.
Yeah. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah. I know she was in Mr. Deeds with Adam Sandler.
She was in Alien Resurrection.
Oh.
Lost Souls. Mr. Deeds. Star Trek. The new ones. She was Spock's mother.
Oh, fuck yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, that was her.
Jeez, give me the blank stare. Bad Trek fan.
Sorry, I had a moment.
She was in Black Swan. She was Beth McIntyre, also the Dying Swan. Frankenweenie, she was the voice of Elsa Von Helsing. I knew that right away when I first watched that movie. And she's in that current Netflix TV show Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
She's Joyce Byers. And then we have Rufus Sewell, who was born in 1967. We all know him as Count Adhemar in A Knight's Tale. If you were here earlier, you'd understand why I was very careful with that.
Oh, let's just put it this way. She was typing it,
and I
forgot the O in Count.
My finger didn't type the O.
So you can
use your imagination.
You can put two and two together there.
He was the Crown Prince Leopold in The Illusionist, Jasper Bloom in The Holiday, and a guy named Adam and Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Oh, God.
And those, ladies and gents, are our birthdays for the week.
That is a good set of birthdays. Mm-hmm. I like those.
That's because I was particular.
Hey, that's still a good set, though.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, it is...
Don't forget, everybody, you can follow us on Twitter.
Yep.
Inglorious_geek.
Yep.
You can follow us on Facebook. Just look for Inglorious Geeks.
And look for our...
And like us.
And like us, of course.
Like
we have
us.
Our website, www.ingloriousgeeks.com. I am working on a forum for everybody to talk to everybody on Pro Boards. I will let everyone know when that's up.
Well, I have comments enabled on there, so people can comment.
I know.
I just have to authorize
And also, I was thinking in the future, if we can get people to start telling me they listen and who they are and everything, I can start announcing listener birthdays, too.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, or at least... suggest things from listeners and say who's actually suggesting things.
So, on that note, I think we are good for today. So, on that note, we are the Inglorious Geeks, so sit down.
Shut up.
And roll initiative.
Later, everybody. I gotta go buy pumpkins.
Later.
Woo, pumpkins! And carving and stabbing and then putting faces in them. That's always fun.
Good night, all.
Good night, everybody.